At the beginning of Lent, on Ash Wednesday, I spoke in my sermon about the fact that we live in a culture that works very hard to deny the reality of death. We are tempted to try all sorts of things that lead us to have the faint but persistent hope that somehow we will avoid this inevitable reality. But Ash Wednesday hit us literally right between the eyes with the fact that this could not be the case. For the ashes on our foreheads combined with the words, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return," clearly reminded us of our own mortality. And today, Good Friday, brings this truth home to us yet again, because today, of all days, brings the reality of physical death sharply into focus. So we experience a whole range of emotions this evening, from horror and sadness to guilt and fear. The violence inherent in this story is appalling. And we cringe when we think that we somehow either caused it or benefited from it. And even though this is an understandable reaction, if we get stuck there, we will miss the whole point of today. Because in the long run, we are not to remember this story in order to beat ourselves up for our own unworthiness. But instead, we are to look at the cross so that we might comprehend, even a little bit, the depth of God's love and commitment to us. So in the larger picture of Good Friday, when we look at our lives in reference to the cross of Jesus, rather than simply dwelling on our sinfulness or on his suffering, what we must ask ourselves is this: how well do I comprehend the love that is demonstrated by the cross of Christ? And do I live in a way that this love and this cross makes a difference? Because if we come to understand the power of this divine, unconditional love, life will be different. For being loved so well by God frees us to love others without fear, without prejudice, and without judgment. Therefore, as we struggle today with guilt and with sorrow, let us remember that in these emotions are buried the seeds of change. Because once we accept the reality of death and the fact that our time on earth is finite, then we will see that there are way more important things than our feelings of sadness, fear, or guilt. Instead, we need the desire for change that comes from these emotions. Because why use our time feeling bad when we could be doing good? And why focus only on the fact that Christ died and not reflect upon the reasons that brought him to that end? And why not change in the ways that his death challenges us to change? Because his sacrifice was not simply because we are sinful, but also because by fighting the status quo, by standing up to both government and religious leaders, and by trying to show that the needs of the poor, sick, and hungry were of primary importance, Jesus threatened those in power with far too many radical ideas, and he threatened those with them. And when he insisted that they love their enemies, and when he taught that those who were meek and peaceful and mourning or merciful were the ones who were blessed, he challenged them to look at the world in a wholly different way. And they didn't like it. And they really couldn't do it. And so Jesus died. But at that moment, Jesus showed that his commitment to love and to serve was stronger and more important than anything, even life itself. His decision was to accept death rather than betray his life and the teachings that he so strongly believed in. Which means then that when we see the cross, we too must decide what it is that we believe to be important. We need to figure out what gives our lives meaning and purpose and live in a way that makes a difference in the world. And we must try, as best we can in whatever it is we do, to love and to serve as Jesus did. Because if we don't, then Good Friday was a wasted effort. And the ashes on our foreheads all those weeks ago will be a sad reminder that the only thing we will leave behind on this earth is dust. But if we instead remember that we walk in the shadow of a cross that symbolizes the epitome of God's love for us and for all humankind, then we will live in a way that leaves a legacy of love. We will live in a way that honors the work and the sacrifice of Good Friday. And we will live in a way that demonstrates our recognition of and our appreciation for the amazing love of God. So yes, this is a difficult day. And yes, this is a day of great sadness. But we cannot get stuck there. Instead, in just a bit, when we gaze upon the cross, may it challenge us to change, to grow, to love, and to serve, as Jesus calls each and every one of us to do, from now until the hour of our own death. Amen.